Okay, Chevra, let's begin Yerida Yasimin Sadi Dalet. Again, we are really deep into the Yesodos of Basar B'Cholam. In Sadi Dalet, we encounter the dinim if a person sticks a milkig spoon into a fleshig pot. Or you stick a fleshig spoon into a milkig pot. So, Misharin B'Choma Shenitrat Mimenu B'Kedera. We are Misha'er the complete amount that was stuck into the pot. In other words, what we are going to say is that we're not sure how much chalav came out, so we assume that the entire contents of the spoon is going to come out. However, only the amount of the spoon that was nitrat mimenu b'kedera. Okay? So, if I have a spoon that only absorbed one kezayis of chalav, so the maximum amount that could have possibly come out is one kezayis. If I have a spoon that I don't know how much was absorbed, I wasn't keeping track, and I stick in, so the amount of spoon that was in the food, I assume that all the contents of that area enters the food and comes out. That's the basic halacha of the Mechaber. The Shach quotes in the Maharshal that if you're not sure how much you stuck in, so we assume that your Mishair, the amount that's usually stuck in, which Rebbe Kiva Eger comments means the rounder part of the spoon. Right, the round part of the spoon usually gets stuck in. The shaft of the spoon doesn't usually get stuck in. So therefore, we're Mishayer the round part. Reb Feivel points out in the Badei HaShulchan Sif Katan Vav that this is, of course, only if you're using a spoon, let's say, to get to skim off some fat from the top of a pot. Let's say, however, I'm using a spoon to scoop, to stir very deep. So obviously in that situation, even the shaft of the spoon goes in. Ad kan davar, basically you follow svaris. The Pesachei Tshuva over here discusses the ramifications of milsa de lo ramye ale de inish aviv lo adayte. In other words, can a person say, I only stuck X, Y, and Z of the spoon in? Do you say that, listen, you weren't paying any attention until now? Lamaisa, you know it might be relevant in other cases. Ad kan, look at the Pesachei Tshuva. Now, what's exciting over here is the comment of the Kresi Uplesi and the Prima Godim. Both the Kresi Uplesi and the Prima Godim have the same diuk, but they get at it from opposite places, which is that the Lashon of the Mechaber is that when Mishayer bekoma shenitrav mimenu b'kedera, meaning that a Mishayer, the amount that went into the pot. Now, pots are not usually completely full, no? If you have a pot, and the pot goes up to here, let's say, right? This is the wall of the pot. I'm going to have food that goes until here. Zuck, the placey, and the prima godem, I'm mishaer b'koma shenitchav b'kedera. I'm not mishaer the amount that enters the tavshel, which is going to be lower, less of the spoon, and Mishayer, the complete amount that was nitrad into the kedera. Right? Now, they get at this for two different reasons. The Prima Godin gets at this, and he quotes, I believe, from the Pri Chadash. The Prima Godin, it's in the Mishpitzos Os Aleph, Dibra Hamascho Veda. The Prima Godim says, you know what? There's a din of Zeya. The Zeya that we learned about in Simon Sadi Beis is the steam from the food. And that steam is Dinay Ke Rotav. So therefore, the Chelek, everything that's inside the pot, the Zeya is Yad Soledes. And that Zeya, therefore, is going to be Maflet, the milk that's inside the spoon. Just like if I would stick a spoon into the liquid of the flesh, I'd assume that that boiling liquid draws the milk out of the spoon. The zeya is dino ki boiling liquid, And the Zeya is going to draw the Isser, or the milk in this case, out of the spoon. So whatever of the spoon was stuck into the Kedera is going to be Usser. And you have your Mesha'er, Bekoma, Shenitchav, Bekedera. Ad kan divrei haprima gadim. Now, there is, it seems, a chiddush in this prima gada. And that is that the zeya is bekocho to be polite in Isser. Now, we had earlier that zeya can be used to be mavliya. No? If I have a machvas of cholov, and the cholov goes up into the fleshet pat, so the Zeya is going to be Mavliya. Is Zeya able to be Maflit? Can Zeya draw the Isser out? So this is a Shaila that Reb Moshe Feinstein has. Igris Moshe, Chelak Aleph, Simen Samach. Can I kasher Al Yidei Steam? No? It's a very common thing today that people want to kasher their counters for Pesach and they want to use a steamer. It's very easy to use. You can just maneuver it well and get the steam to every nook and cranny. So can I use steam to kasher? The pashtus would be, I'd say, why not? No? The cha'ora, right, we learned in Sadi Beis that Zeya has the same status as the item it comes from. So the Zeya of water, which is called steam, has the same din as the water. If I could kasher with boiling water, lachas kama v'kama tova mechupeles, I could kasher with the steam, with the boiling steam, it's even hotter. No? That's how it becomes steam, right? We have our scientist in the room who could tell us that it becomes steam instead of water because as it gets hotter, right, the liquid becomes a gas. No? So, l'cha'ora, you should be able to kasher with the steam. Rav Moshe Feinstein in that tshuva, Chelak Aleph Simen Samach, writes that he's mesupik. Maybe kashering al yidei steam doesn't help. Maybe steam is not bekocho lahaflet an iser. That's what kashering means. Not I'm poilate the iser from the keli. It's mavur in this prima gadim, right, that zeya is bekocho lahaflet. Now, the Prima Godin, in explaining this din, with this diok, that we're Mishar Komash and Nitrav Mimenu Bekedera, not Nitrav Mimenu Bemeichol, right? The Prima Godin points out that if the Zeya would be above the Kedera, you would also have to be Mishar in that. It's just that the Mitzius is that the Zeya is not Yad Soledes above the Maichol, above the Kedera. But usually the steam is going to be Yad Soledes when it's inside the pat. The Metzius is, says the Prima Godin, that the higher up I go, it's not Yad Soledes. But who, the halacha would be that it would answer. Now it happens that we don't really follow this diuk of the Prima Godin Ladina, no? The Reb Feivel Cohen points out that the Binas Adam, that's the Chochmas Adam, the Binas Adam points out, he says, what type of diuk is this? You're making a diuk that you mishar b'chomash and nitchav b'kedera, right? If you read in the smack itself, this all comes from the smack in mitzvah Reish Yud Gimel. If you read the Lashon, the smack inside, this is, the Bible has this on page Reish Lamed Zayin. The smack's Lashon is, Koma shenitchav b'kedera, aval ma shelo nichnas b'rotav ein oser. In other words, the first line of the smack, he speaks about ma shenitchav b'kedera. The next line, he speaks about the rotav. You get an impression that he's using the terms interchangeably, kedera and rotav, which is against the diuk of the Prima Gadim. Moreover, the Lashon Nitchav sounds like you stuck it into it. That's a Lashon that you're sticking it into the food. Right? This is the Yag Yehuda's Ha'ara. Nitchav doesn't mean that Nitrav doesn't mean that, what's it called? That you stick it into the pot. We wouldn't use, we use a lashon husam or something. We wouldn't use a lashon nitrav. So the pashtus is that we're only talking about when you stick it into the pot. The Yag Yehuda has that diuk of the word nitrav, and then he also adds something that we learned earlier. He says that when it comes to Zaya, whenever there's an escape hatch, we assume that the Zaya goes up and doesn't come back down. Right, didn't we have this? We quoted a Hagov, the Imre Baruch, on the Dago Merivava. Remember this? From our youth, like last week? Right? The Imre Baruch in Hagov and Dago Merivava says, yeah, escape hatch isn't like a carte blanche heter, unlike what the Bach says, but it is a heter that it will go up, it won't come down. If that's the case, so I don't have to worry that the balua in the calf is going to come back into the pot. Because what will go up, 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 gone, gone, goodbye, it's going to wave, right? It's not going to come back down. That's the other ha'ara of the Yag Yehuda. So Laman ha'emes, and you can read this in the Ba'adei on page Reish Lamed Zayin, the first diuk, the Prima Godim's diuk, is difficult. And it might seem that maybe Reb Moshe is not so wrong, but Achrei Keflos Hakol. You see, our taina on Reb Moshe was Reb Moshe. We see from the Prima Godim over here that Zaya is Bekocho LaHaflet, right? Yeah, but that's only true in this day of the Prima Godim, Pri Chodash, that we're Mishar Komash and Nitra Bekedera. But Ladina, we don't do that. Ladina, we're only Mishayer, Komash and Nitrav Bika'ara. Not Mash and Nitrav, right? Komash and Nitrav B'maychol. Not Mash and Nitrav B'kedera. And therefore, maybe Reb Moshe's right that steam does not help Lahachshir. It's a big shayla in the industry whether steam helps Lahachshir. Not for now. Good? So Lahachshir means to Kasher Kele. So that's point one. Point one is that maybe Yavi Mishar whatever entered the pot based on the Zaya issue. But the Rebbe Reb Yonson Eibshitz, it's in the Kresio place, and it's actually here on my Shulchan Aruch in the Mate Yehonason. The Mate Yehonason apparently, I get an impression from this shtickle that's written by Reb Yonson Eibshitz's son, not by the Rebbe Reb Yonson himself, no? Because he quotes that, my father said that Yavi Mishar Komash and Nitrav Bekedera. Who wrote the Mate Yehonason? Larav Hagoyin Moifes Hadar Meforsan Reb Yonason Eibshitz. Oh, it was Safun Beksav Yad of his Talmud and his, I don't know, whatever it is. You get an impression that's written by Reb Yonason Eibshitz, but over here, it sounds like this shtickle is written by his son. Okay. But the Rebbe Reb Yonason has a different vart. You remember way back in Sadi Beis, we had a machlokas between Rashi and the Ri about if I have a chaticha that is miksasa tocha rotav and miksasa chutz l'rotav, and the tipas cholov falls on that chaticha, do I assume that it diffuses to everything? Remember that? The sheet of the Ri is that if you have a chaticha that's partially submerged, so the tipas cholov is going to diffuse throughout the entire pot. Comes along the Rebbe Reb Yonason, and he says, one second! You see, you've been thinking with what we call functional fixedness. You're thinking that, oh, there's a chaticha that's partially submerged, therefore it all diffuses. But my spoon is partially submerged in the food, no? Because by definition, I'm sticking a spoon into the food, so it's partially submerged. And according to the Ribal HaTosfos, when it's partially submerged, the Isser is going to diffuse to everything. So because this calf is partially submerged, so therefore we should say, hold it. Partially submerged, that means that it diffuses in Gansen. And that means that all of the contents of the spoon, the entire chalav, spreads out to the pot. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says, Komash nitrav b'kedera, whatever is in the pot, will spread not only the chelak of the spoon that enters the food, but whatever's in the pot. Now, the Rebbe Rabbi Yonason is saying that hu hadin, if I have a chaticha, and the chaticha sticks out above the pot entirely, whatever the chelak that's above the pot is not going to be mitzdarif. It's not going to diffuse to the entire pot. Because the Rebbe Rabbi Yonason says that the reason why it diffuses is based on, again, it's a little similar in this respect to the Prima Godim, it's going to diffuse an entire pot based on the Zeya. And the Zeya, right, is what draws everything in. But the Zeya does not extend outside of the pot. Ad kan devarav. Now, this is also a very interesting position, though. No? It's interesting in two respects. Do I really assume that I'm medama a keli to a chaticha? By chaticha, the rule is, if it's mixas a teicha raitav, so it diffuses the entire pot. The Rebbe Rabbi Yonason says, who had in a spoon, right? Isn't there room to say that there's a difference between kalim and food? We know in halacha that there are distinctions. It's not so crazy. So the Rebbe Rabbi Yonason says he thinks that there's no distinction. But they asked him, they said, of course there's a distinction between the keli and the food. In Sadi Beis, I have a tipas cholov that falls on the keneged harekon, on the top of the pot. So what's the din in that case? I don't assume it diffuses to everything, right? But according to the Ribal HaTosfos, the chayrit should, because the pot is partially submerged in water, no? Again, you're thinking, right? The pot is partially submerged in the water. So therefore, why should the tipas cholov not diffuse an entire to everywhere? How come we're choshesh that the top of the pot became treif and maybe it stopped over here in the shishim keneged shishim, Aram of Rittenberg, remember that? Why? Let's assume that it all diffuses. So Teretzis, says Rabbi Yonason, no. It only all diffuses when something is inside the pot, because the hevel, or the zeya, that surrounds it, draws out everything that's inside the pot. But the tipas cholav shenafla al hakedera, on the makam harekon, you don't have the zeya on the outside. The calf is like a, right? The calf is like a chaticha, that is all inside the pot. So therefore, the Zeya will draw everything out. But the pot, right, there's no Zeya to draw everything out. That's what he assumes. That's already very, very interesting. Now, the Prima Godim, in his presentation of this placey, he says as follows. There's no raya from the Ribal HaTosfos. Again, remember, the Prima Godim himself felt that Yafi Mashai Kenega Koma Shehu Bekedera based on the Zeya Svara. The Rebbe Rabbi Yonason is saying it based on the Ribal HaTosfos. Comes on the Prima Godim, he says there's no raya from the Ribal HaTosfos, because by the chaticha, the entire chaticha is cham. Right? What's the case? I'm cooking a pot, and everything is hot, and a tipas cholov lands on one of the chatichos. So in that situation, I say, oh, it diffuses to the entire pot, because everything is hot. But our spoon that I stick into the pot, my spoon isn't hot, is it? I take a cold spoon, I stick it into the pot. This spoon is not hot. And this spoon is not hot, so my hefa tasty, it's going to diffuse to everywhere. So the Prima Godim says that there's no raya from the svara of the Ri. We'll come back to this svara a little bit later on, to this Prima Godim's distinction between the fact that the spoon is cold and the chaticha is hot, but that's how the Prima Godim is docha the place is raya. Ladina, none of the poskim feel that the Prima Gadim Svar is correct, or that the Plesi Svar is correct. And they all prove, like we mentioned, from the Shach. The Shach says you only mishayer like the rounded part of the spoon, if you don't know how much went in. That means that they don't say the Svara, that whatever is inside the pot is going to create a problem. Now we know why they would say the Svara against the plate, against the Plesi. Why they'd argue against the Prima Gadim is a little bit harder to hear, unless you're going to say what we suggested based on that Reb Moshe, that maybe Zeya doesn't have the koach lahaflet. So that's the first thing that we wanted to say today. Should we go on? I feel like I'm talking too much. There's not enough questions. Someone has to ask a question. Yes?
It sounds like in other places that the Zeya is only over on top of the kisui, like even the walls of the kadira wouldn't get Zeya. So what's the machalik between the walls of the kadira?
Why are you saying that the wall doesn't get Zeya? I mean, the case in Shulchan Aruch was that the Zeya goes up to the kisui, and therefore if a tipas cholof hits the kisui, so it's can ilo, it's neged harotav.
Yeah, but in that case, when the pot is producing Zeya, if it hits the top of the pot, can I get mukhlarita?
So again, I thought that the issue was just like what we said a few minutes ago from the Yad Yehuda, that if there's a pot cover, so the Zeya is all contained. There's no pot cover, so mistama, the Zeya wants to go out.
Let's say the pot is covered, but it hits Kenegan Makom Reikon.
So then for sure...
Why isn't it considered Kilu...
No, I think that would also be Kenegan Harotov in that case also, yeah.
It only says it falls on the Kadira.
I thought that all those cases that there's no pot cover. When there is a pot cover, so it's all...
And we saw Agave Akizu Fadavka?
Yeah. That's what I thought. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's what I thought. Okay. Let's go on. Cham miktsaso, cham bikulo. Is that what we're up to now? Yeah. Mechava writes, he quotes Rabbeinu Peretz, that if it's a metal spoon, so then cham miktsaso, cham bikulo, we assume that the entire contents of the spoon, even the amount that's not stuck into the food, is going to give off its flavor based on Cham Miktsaso, Cham Bikulo. The Ramah says that we don't apply the rule of Cham Miktsaso, Cham Bikulo, V'chein Iker. Shach Sifkat and Gimel points out that even the Mechaber later on holds that we don't say Cham Miktsaso, Cham Bikulo, Ladina. Over here, he just quotes as a Yesh Misha Omer. We don't say Cham b'miktaso, Cham b'kulo. Both the Shach and the Gra note that if something is al ha'esh mamish, if you have something that's connected to fire, so then we will say Cham b'miktaso, Cham b'kulo. That's the din. Now, everyone and their uncle asks a question. Rama, if you want to see the question explicitly, the Prima Gadim here has it in Sifkat and Dalet. They ask the question that, sirs, you're telling me that we don't say Cham b'miktsaso, say Cham b'kulay, that's what the Ramah and the Kortz Shach, the Mechaber, also assumes is the Ikar Hadin. But we know that if I have a Tipas Cholav that falls Keneged the Reikon of a Kli, it becomes Aser. Right, the Kli is on the fire. Why is it going to become Aser? The only reason it becomes Aser is because the Tipa is hitting a hot substance. Mehechatesi, the area that's not mamish on the food, is considered hot halachically. It's only considered hot halachically based on my rule of Cham Miktsaso, Cham Bikulo. Right? In other words, how come in Sadi Beis we were convinced when the Tipas Cholov hits Keneged HaReikon that area is going to be Aser, right? And we said it's really super duper Aser. Maram of Rutenberg says you need Shtepa Amim Shishim. Why is it really going to be Aser? That's only because Cham Miktsaso Cham Bikulo. But over here we assume that we don't say Cham Miktsaso Cham Bikulo. That's the kasha that everyone and their uncle asks. So to answer this kasha, there are two approaches. There is Rebbe Akiva Eiger and the Magen Avraham. And by the way, if you read the Pisrei Tshuva Se'if Katan Gimel, the Pisrei Tshuva is referencing this entire conversation. But you have to, I know we're going a little too fast, so you might not be able to look stuff up, but you have to be able to look, you have to look it up. Because the Pisrei Tshuva quotes that Magen Avraham, and there's Rebbe Akiva Eiger there on the Magen Avraham, and it's all on the page. Everything is, there's nothing that's hard to find. Magen Avraham is mechalek. He says, Cham miktsasei cham bekulai means that, Magen Avraham says, you know what, we say Cham miktsasei cham bekulo, but we don't say Cham miktsasei cham bekulo. They're both true. One is le'inyin blia, one is le'inyin pleita. In our discussion of the kaf choleves, of my milchig spoon, the issue at hand is pleita. The issue at hand is whether the chalav will leave the calf and go into the pat. When it comes to pleita, I don't say cham miktsaso, cham bekulo. I don't assume that the area that's outside of the liquid, we don't say because the bottom is hot, the top is hot. No, for pleita, we don't say cham miktsaso, cham bekulo. However, zak the Magen Avraham, for blia, I say cham miktsaso, cham bekulo. Therefore, I take a milchige spoon and I stick my milchige spoon into flesh, right? Into fleshig pat. So, how much of the spoon became basar b'chalav? Says the Magen Avraham, blia, we say cham miktsaso, cham bekulo. The entire spoon became basar b'chalav. But pleita, what left the spoon is only the amount that stuck inside the food. For pleita, I don't say cham miktsaso cham bekulo. For blia, I do. Nafgamina, according to the Magen Avraham, is let's say I would turn the spoon over. No? You guys have to get, by the way, if you want to do these dinim and have a lot of fun, there's a book called Dira Days. Dira Days is about a bunch of yeshiva guys in the Mira Yeshiva who had no idea how to keep kosher, and they mamish did every possible thing wrong. Like, some of my favorite shilas in Dira Days are that they had a pair of glasses on the windowsill, and they used one side of the glasses to stir coffee, the other side of the glasses to stir chicken soup. Because they're yeshiva guys, no? Why buy you a spoon if you have a good old pair of glasses, no? So then, this posek in that community, like, deals with all these lunatic shilas that these lunatic yeshiva guys were giving him, and you get right. So that's a chamek sasa chamekula shila, no? What do you think about it? Because assuming it's metal glasses, no? We only say chamek sasa chamekula metal. Because do you assume that, the Magen Avraham would say, the blia goes through everything, no? So it's milk, so when I use it to stir my coffee, the milchix goes through everything. When I use, assuming it's a kli rishon, by kli sheni, right, we're not talking, we're only talking kli rishon, okay, right, and then when I use it to stir my chicken soup, right, the blia goes to everything, so it becomes basar b'chalav, right, and the, according to the Magen Avraham, therefore if I take my spoon, and I turn it upside down, and I stir something with the handle of the spoon, right, it's going to be really treif. Because Cham Miktsaso Cham Bekulo Inyan Blia, when we don't say Cham Miktsaso Cham Bekulo according to Magen Avraham, that's only Inyan Pleita. And therefore, in Simen Tzadi Beis, when the Tipas Cholav falls Keneged HaReikon, it's going to be a problem. Because Inyan Blia, Cham Miktsaso Cham Bekulo. But in Tzadi Dalet, right, when I stick the spoon in, I say, no, there's no cham miktsaso cham bekulo. For pleita, no such thing. Ah, beautiful Magen Avraham, no? Beautiful Magen Avraham. Comes along Hagon Rebbe Akiva Eiger, and in the new Shulchan Aruch that I have, they added a word. You know, often Rebbe Akiva Eiger asks Akasha, and he concludes, Hashem Yair Einai, right? That the Ribbono Shel Olam should enlighten me. No? In this case, Rebbe Akiva Eiger says that they totally missed the boat, And in the new Shulchan Aruch, it says Hashem Ya'ir, and I always thought it's Einai, but it would be Einei. And there's another word written in a different font, which I think means that it's like in the manuscript, but it's not in the regular Shulchan Aruch. It says Hashem Ya'ir Einei Ha'ivrim, that the Ribbono Shel Olam light up the eyes of the blind people. In other words, everyone else who dealt with these shilas is blind, and they totally missed the boat. Zot Rebbe Akiva Eger, there's no kash at all between Sadi Beis and Sadi Dalet. Sadi Beis, I'm talking about a pot that's on the stove, and the tipas cholov falls, so the pot is hot. Of course it becomes treif. It's a hot pot. Tipas cholov falls in a hot pot. Sadi Dalet, I stick a spoon into my food. This spoon is a cold spoon, no? Zot Rebbe Kiva Eger, yeah, the discussion of Chai Mekzasei Chai Bekulei is a halachic discussion. It's not a metzias. If it's hot, it's hot. It's a halachic shayla. Do I assume Chai Mekzasei Chai Bekulei? So when it's a cold thing, but part of it is hot, right, like the spoon, oh, then I dan Chai Mekzasei Chai Bekulei. And then we pask him, we don't say Cham Miktsaso Cham Bekulo. But in Sadi Beis, of course I say Cham Bimiktsaso Cham Bekulo. Because in Sadi Beis, the whole thing is hot, no? Now, what emerges for Rebbe Akiva Eger, though, and Rebbe Chaim Cohen points this out in the Bali HaShulchan on page Reish Lamed Tes, Reish Mem, is that there's no distinction at all between Bliya and Pleita in the Cham Miktsaso Cham Bekulo case, no? What goes in comes out, against the Roach Motel. Right? What goes in comes out. That's the yesod of Rebbe Akiva Eger, according to the Magen Avraham, that's not going to be true. The Prima Godin by us, nems on, he assumes like Rebbe Akiva Eger. That would mean that if you have a spoon and it's mamish entirely hot, so then of course the plate is going to be from everything. However, according to this Rebbe Akiva Eger, if you would, there's going to be no bliya in the spoon when the top of it is hot, when the top of it is cold, right? We pass it, it's no Cham Miktsaso Cham Bekulei. So if I stick my spoon, my milchige spoon, into a fleishig pot, so the amount that's stuck in becomes basar b'cholov. There's no cholov at all on the top of the spoon. If I turn the spoon over and stir with it, like these yeshiva guys, right, it would not be a problem. There's zero cholov in the spoon. And there's zero cholov in the top of the spoon. Right? There's a kula and a chumra in both the Rebbe Akiva Eger in both approaches. So that's the yesod of Cham b'miktsaso Cham b'kulo. Now, Rebbe Chaim Cohen thinks that you should be machmir like both days. La halacha on page Reish Mem, he says, Ladina, you should be machmir like both days. I'm under the impression that really we hold like the Rebbe Akiva Eger. I think Rebbe Akiva Eger, the Prima Godim, I think, and the Piskei Tshuva over here, instead of cutting Gimel, ends up being Mekel, I think, if you turn the spoon over and stir with the top of it. That means that we hold Mekel Adin like Rebbe Akiva Eger, Nitvi, that Magen Avraham. For some reason, Reb 5 on page Reish Mem is Machmir both ways. Unga, what do you have to say? Okay, any other tainas? So that is Simin Sadi Dalid Se'if Aleph. Sadi Dalid Se'if Beis, the famous double dip. Rabbosai, double dipping was not invented by Seinfeld. That's the Yesod. Right? Double dipping, if I take a... No one has any idea what I'm talking about. Oh, okay, at least some people. Baruch Hashem. Right? Baruch Hashem. Now, if I take a milchige spoon and I stick it into a fleishige pot twice. So the Mechaber says, you need shnei pa'amim shishim. Ramah says, pam achas sagi. The smack assumes that you need two pa'amim shishim. The Trumas Hadeshin argues on the smack, and the Ramah paskins that way, that you don't, that pam achas sagi. What's the cheshbin over here? So Shachin Ostalid explains, the Taz and Ospeis explains, that basically I have a milchige spoon. I stick my milchige spoon into my fleishige pot. I'm worried, according to the smack, that let's say I have 60 parts of milk in my milchige spoon. I'm worried that 59 parts are going to leave that spoon and go into the meat and make it a problem. But one part of milk remained behind. Now when I stick my spoon in, what happens is that there's bidirectional blia. So my milk goes into my meat. My meat is going to go into my spoon. That means that my spoon, right, pam rishon, according to the smack, gives off cholov. The second time I stick that spoon in, I have to be worried that there's only one part of cholov that remained, and the rest of the volume of the spoon is now filled up with one part cholov and 59 parts basar, making that spoon a basar b'cholov spoon. So I need shnei pa'amim shishim to be mevatel cholov time one, and then basar b'cholov time two. That's the smack. Now Reb Feivel points out it's not really shnei pa'amim shishim, no? You only need a total of 119. You don't need a total of 120. Okay. But close enough. Right? L'chumra lo dak. Right? Close enough. We're going to say that 119 is enough to be mevato. Wow. Ad kan divrei hasmak. Ramos says, you don't need shnei pa'amim shishim. One time is enough. Why is that? Zok the Ramah, Zok the Shumas Hadeshan. You have to read this Shumas Hadeshan inside. It's mamish, a classic. Shumas Hadeshan says, when the spoon is in the pot, so the spoon's in the Kli Rishon, no? The din is that the cholov that was in the spoon will go into the pot. You want to say that the basar that's in the pot's going to go into the spoon also? Zok the Shumas Hadeshan, that can't be. Because we have a svara called makushar. Makushar means that I don't say that the spoon becomes basar b'cholov from the basar that's inside, because the basar that's inside the spoon is connected to the rest of the basar. It's not like a separate entity. It's makushar. So therefore, the stuff that's in the spoon, Kozman, the spoon, is inside the pot. The stuff that's in the spoon cannot become basar b'cholov. Now, I'm going to take the spoon out of the pot. You want to say it becomes basar b'cholov at that time? It's like the Chumash Hadesh, and it can't. Because once you take it out of the pot, the spoon is a kli sheni. And the kli sheni can't become basar b'cholov. Oh, that's a brilliant Chumash Hadesh. And that's what the Ramah upholds. That, and the other svara that we all know from Tzadi Ches Sif Hei, which is that there's a machlekes harishayim, that maybe there's no such thing as chanan in the balua. Right? It could be that the stuff that's balua in the spoon can't become treif at all. Okay, time is a little bit late. Maybe tomorrow, Bli Neder, we'll talk about this a little further. It seems like most guys have not done Sif Beis yet. I just wanted to begin. Very beautiful Trumas Hadeshen that you have to see. Let's go and daven Mincha.